Blog Talk Radio.
So, if I may start by insulting your intelligence with what is called the most elementary lesson, the thing that we should have learned before we learned 1, 2, 3 and ABC, that somehow was overlooked. Now, this lesson is quite simply this, that any experience that we have through our senses, whether of sound or of light or of touch, is a vibration. And a vibration has two aspects, one called on and the other called off. Vibration seems to be propagated in waves, and every wave system has crests and it has troughs. And so life is a system of now you see it, now you don't. And these two aspects always go together. For example, sound is not pure sound, it is a rapid alternation of sound and silence. And that's simply the way things are. Only you must remember that the crest and the trough of a wave are inseparable. Nobody ever saw crests without troughs or troughs without crests, just as you don't encounter in life people with fronts but no backs. Just as you don't encounter a coin that has a heads but no tails. And although the heads and the tails, the fronts and the backs, the positives and the negatives are different, they're at the same time one. And one has to get used fundamentally to the notion that different things can be inseparable. That what is explicitly two can at the same time be implicitly one. If you forget that, very funny things happen. If therefore we forget, you see, that black and white are inseparable, and that existence is constituted equivalently by being and non-being, then we get scared. And we have to play a game called, uh-oh, black might win. And once we get into the fear that black, the negative side, might win, we are compelled to play the game, but white must win. And from that start all our troubles. Because you see, the human awareness is a very odd mechanism. That is to say, we have as a species specialized in a certain kind of awareness, which we call conscious attention. And by this, we have the faculty of examining the details of life very closely. We can restrict our gaze, and it corresponds somewhat to the peripheral field, the central field of vision in the eyes. We have central vision, we have peripheral vision. Central vision is that which we use for reading, for all sorts of close work. And it's like using a spotlight, whereas peripheral vision is more like using a floodlight. Now, civilization and civilized human beings for maybe 5,000 years, maybe much longer, have learned to specialize in concentrated attention. Even if a person's attention span is short, he is, as it were, wavering his spotlight over many fields. The price which we pay for specialization in conscious attention is ignorance of everything outside its field. I would rather say ignorance than ignorance, because if you concentrate on a figure, you tend to ignore the background. You tend, therefore, to see the world in a disintegrated aspect. You take separate things and events seriously, imagining that these really do exist. when actually they have the same kind of existence as an individual's interpretation of a Rorschach blot. They're what you make out of it. In fact, our physical world is a system of inseparable differences. Everything exists with everything else. But we contrive not to notice that, because what we notice is what is noteworthy. And we notice it in terms of notations. Numbers, words, images. What is notable, noteworthy, notated, noticed, is what appears to us to be significant, and the rest is ignored as insignificant. And as a result of that, we select from the total input that goes to our senses only a very small fraction. And this causes us to believe that we are separate beings, isolated by the boundary of the epidermis from the rest of the world. You see, this is also the mechanism involved in not noticing that black and white go together. Not noticing that every inside has an outside, and that the inside, what's inside, goes on inside your skin, is inseparable from what goes on outside your skin. You see that, for example, in the science of ecology, one learns that a human being is not an organism in an environment, but is an organism hyphen environment. That is to say, a unified field of behavior. If you describe carefully the behavior of any organism, you cannot do so without at the same time describing the behavior of the environment. And by that you know that you've got a new entity of study. The organism is not the puppet of the environment, being pushed around by it. Nor, on the other hand, is the environment the puppet of the organism, being pushed around by the organism. The relationship between them is, to use John Dewey's word, transactional. A transaction being a situation like buying and selling, in which there is no buying unless somebody sells, and no selling unless somebody buys.
Peace to the gods. Tune in to Freedom Fridays with your host, Akeem L. Jr. Know it's been a while. just been, you know, me, you know, making life happen. You know, not really much of a sayer, just more of a doer, you know, and make results happen. At least how I work. I'm always been like that. You know, let the naysayers say what they say, let them talk, and me, I'll just shut the fuck up and just do it. Now, anyways, I didn't want to go into too much, but I wanted to touch a subject. It's called legal disability. And, you know, so I'm going to read the definition and then explain what does legal disability have to do with you. Because it has to do with pretty much everybody. That's being born now, that was born back in the day. So, legal disability, what it has to do with you and how it affects your life now and stuff like that. You know, talk about that. Wondering why I'm talking about this. Legal disability, a situation that means that a person may not stand trial or take legal action on their own behalf. For example, In Australia, a person is under a legal disability if they are under 18 or have an intellectual or physical disability or both, usually as a result of accident, injury, or illness. Now, wondering why I was reading that definition. That's more of just a broader definition of legal disability, but also, like they said, so anybody under, it has to do with it. Yeah. In Australia, a person is under a legal disability if they are under 18. Even now, most times you can't represent yourself, you know what I'm saying, if you're under 18. You can't speak up for yourself. So what does that have to do with you? It has to do with your birth certificate and your social security number. One, you never signed off on a birth certificate, and two, you never asked for a social security number. They just gave it to you. And those two things make you what? A U.S. citizen, which we know a U.S. citizen has to follow the rules of the U.S. government. And are pretty much robbed of their, how can I say, their inalienable rights or constitutional rights. You need to put it, you know, they pretty much mean the same thing, but, you know, your rights to you as a man. You know, you never signed off, you never agreed to it, you never knew that it was going to strip you of your freedom. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. That it was going to strip you of your freedom of, you know, you having to pay taxes on, you know, there's nothing wrong with taxes, but, I mean, damn, you get taxes on stuff that has nothing to do with, you know, has nothing to do with them, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? They're robbing you of your paycheck. And hell, okay, they give you a refund, but, I mean, imagine how much money they made off of you having that, you know, holding that money each month and from each employee that they have. They get to take their money and taxes out and hold on to it. Ain't that crazy? But the whole point is you never agreed to a birth certificate or a social security number. So by that, a legal disability, which means those contracts are pretty much void. Because you didn't agree to it, you can't stand up and say, hey, I want to be a U.S. citizen. You didn't stand in front of nobody and say, hey, this is what I want to be. They threw it on you. And, you know, the constantly telling you it's the right thing. I thought we were supposed to be Americans, not, you know, not a U.S. citizen. The U.S. is based out of Washington, D.C. That's all the U.S., you know. That's what the United States is. It's just Washington, D.C. But as an American, those are, you know, that's, let me explain this. Pretty much the United States, you know, the 50 states came together, but each state holds its own sovereignty, which means each state is its own country, which means each state has its own laws and stuff in place, which are the Constitution. That's why we always talk about the Constitution, because once you get out of the jurisdiction of, you know, letting them know, hey, I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen or U.S. citizen, you can't do, or, you know, you can't just do anything you want to do with me. You have to follow proper procedure. That's why we always win cases. That's why you hear testimony of people winning cases, because we're not in their jurisdiction. And usually they're not following proper procedure, which means everything you file was void because you didn't follow the proper procedure. Yeah. That's pretty much all I really wanted to talk about under that. So, you know, okay, so basically, you know, each state retains its sovereignty, freedom, and independence. Excuse me. in every power jurisdiction right which is not by this confederation expressly delegated to the United States and Congress assembled. Said states hereby severally enter. Okay, on account of religion. Okay, so each state retains its sovereignty on account of religion. Free inhabitants of each of these states shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities to free citizens in the several states. Free ingress and regress to and from any state shall enjoy therein all the privileges of trade and commerce. No imposition, duties, or restrictions shall be laid by any state. Full faith and credit shall be given in each of these states to records, acts, and judicial proceedings of the courts and magistrates of every other state. So, laws of general nature. I'm reading from the 1877 Georgia Constitution, Bill of Rights, Section 4, Paragraph 1. Laws of general nature shall have uniform operation throughout the state, and no special law shall be enacted in any case for which provision has been made by an existing general law. No general law affecting private rights shall be varied in any particular case by special legislation, except with the free consent in writing of all persons to be affected thereby, and no person under legal disability to contract is capable of such consent. Paragraph 2, legislative acts in violation of this Constitution or the Constitution of the United States are void, and the judiciary shall declare them. Now we still in the 1877 Georgia Constitution. So yeah, I was reading that basically because that just basically explaining what I was saying about the disability as far as birth certificates and social. You never agreed to it. Plus, you were in legal disability. So, those things are void. You know what I'm saying? That's a big part of it. You know, once you realize that you never agreed to this and that it's actually taking your rights away and, taking freedom away from you, it's just something we definitely need to, you know, be really focused on and understand. You know, that's why basically this, you know, but yeah, legal disability. You know, that affects everybody. We never agreed to the birth certificate or the Social Security, as it stated. And what I was reading from was basically just saying, hey, they can't make special laws, which is what they're doing, but they can make those special laws because they can make special laws because you're a 14th Amendment citizen or U.S. citizen. So that's why they can pretty much violate you and get away with it. That's why they can violate most people and get away with it. And most times why they can violate it is because we don't have the knowledge of what's going on, you know, of what the truth is. We've been learning from the enemy, you know, thinking they're going to tell us the truth. They're never going to tell us the truth. You feel what I'm saying? We should, trust our own. Not our own kind, but then we still have to. Sometimes we can't even trust our own kind, our own people, because they're trying to mislead people as well, just for the monetary gain of money and stuff like that. You know, it's all type of stuff, you know. It just goes on, but, you know, once you're you know, once you have that knowledge, you know, you should definitely use it for right, you know, to lead not only your family, but those around you into the right way of, you know what I'm saying, being private. You know, we all want to be private. We all want our privacy. You feel what I'm saying? Hell, I love my privacy. I don't know about you, but I love privacy. I love to be able to just relax, you know, do what I want. You know, that's why I work for myself, you know. When, you know, private, I could, well, kind of, you know, nobody know how much I make. Unless I post it or, you know, let people know. But people don't know because I work for myself. And only the person who's going to be doing numbers or know the numbers of how much I make a month or how much I make annually will be me. And, of course, excuse me, like, you know, whatever services I use as far as, like, you know, credit card processing and stuff like that. Of course, they'll know, but it's never not too much of a big deal, you know. It's not like it's illegal, you know. And that's all that matters, you know, as long as you don't violate the laws of, excuse me, compensation. I mean, yeah. As long as you don't violate the laws of compensation, because something has to be paid, and it must be, you know, of equal value. You know, I always try to give people something more than what to pay for, so they can get more uses out of it. And, you know, yeah, whatever the price I sold it for, they could probably sell it for way more, you know. But, yeah. You know, we need to start seeking out knowledge, more knowledge on things and know-how, because people are going to always come to you. I mean, it's just like people come to me for my knowledge. You know, people come to my dad for his knowledge. And, you know, they pay us because we know something that they don't. You know, same with you. You can learn something and use it to your benefit. You know, that's pretty much why we teach y'all this stuff, because we want y'all to be equipped with this shit. You feel what I'm saying? To be equipped with it is a lovely feeling, you know? It doesn't take, no food out of anybody's mouth, because, I mean, it's so many people, shit, in North America alone, not excluding Canada, but you know what I mean, people who need student loans fixed, credit repair stuff, hell, even legal issues, and they're tired of getting fucked over by lawyers. You know what I'm saying? It's just so many people that are just, you know, asking for help, seeking help, and, you know, getting fucked over, and that's why we need more people who are more, you know, genuine and who want to help, who want to lead people in the right direction. You know, I mean, that's all I be thinking about, stuff like that. Like, you know, I really don't do this show for the money. I do it more because this is my role. You know, I have knowledge, and I'm putting it to use. I'm spreading it, and it's definitely paying off. You know, plenty of blessings. You know, my life is good. I can't complain. I could, you know, I could complain, but for what? When got a pocket full of money, you know what I'm saying? I can do what the hell I want to. I work for myself. You know, I'm young, still growing and thriving, and still learning and still getting the hang of this thing called life. You know, I definitely say that. Like, you know, it's just something, it's a process. You know, you work on yourself every day, every minute, every second. And, you know, I'm excited about the money. I don't know about you guys, but you know, I'm always excited to see how much I can make in a month. Hell, how much I can make in a day, to be honest with you. You know, I was always thinking about stuff like this. You know, nobody would see it but my mind. And now that it's manifesting, it feels so good. It's a lovely feeling. Like, you know, you just got to believe in yourself. And you know, no matter how it looks, no matter what people say, don't worry about the outside world, but focus on the inside world and keep that image of yourself and hold it and be that person every fucking time. I don't care what's going on. You could be going through the worst time. Be that person. Walk that walk. You feel what I'm saying? Just like you talk it, walk it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to back down from being who you are. You know, like me, I don't care about, you know, too much of missing shows and people not listening. Like I told y'all before, this is more of just me just expressing myself. I want you guys to understand you must have hobbies that do certain things for you. Yes, this makes me money, but it's not the biggest breadwinner. You know, it definitely can be. You know, but I don't just bank on this. I got other flows of money, you know, other ways of making money, and that's what matters, you know, is that, you know, I'm genuinely doing this because I want to, you know, see you guys get better, you know what I'm saying, change your mindset and start seeing things differently and just, you know, really living. You know, I used to live in limitation and lack, and now, you know what I'm saying, it's just all abundant. You know, all around me, no matter what happens, it's still abundance. I still make a way. I like, it'd be crazy to be stuff that pop up, and I just be like, you know, all right, bump it, I'm gonna make a way. And I do make a way, you know. And that's the best part about it, you know, just making the way and believing in that and just walking in that faith and continuing to do that continuously, no matter what people say, you know, no matter how it looks. I just do that, and that's what we all should do. You know, we've lost that belief in ourselves and look for belief in something outside of us, you know, something to give us a sign when the sign is right inside of us. It's yelling at you to be who you are, to, you know what I'm saying, grace the world or this universe with truly who you are, the genuine person that you truly are, who you are, what you want to be, you know. I'm not saying quit your job. I'm not saying none of that. Yes, of course. I used to have a 9-to-5. I don't care. The whole point is after it all ended, you know, it was a time that I elevated to a new mindset of, and that's all I want you guys to do. You know what I'm saying? Stack it up. Stack however much you need, and boom. Take that leap of faith and do what you love to do. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's, sometimes it seems like it's going to be a struggle, but if you do it with the right mindset, see, I did it where I was still finding myself. But through it, I can say, hey, you know what I'm saying? You can do it while finding yourself. I say it'd be easier if you find yourself and you know, go out there. But, I mean, who are we really? You know, have we really sat down and spent enough time to know who we are, know what we like, to know what we truly want? I mean, you have to do that. That's the only way you're going to truly get what you want. We could always think about what we don't want, but why not think about what we do want and focus on stuff like that? Focus on the money flowing, you know, instead of the lack, you know. I know it's what we always hear, but I'm living the life. I'm not just talking about it. I'm really living it. Like, you know, if people was to actually follow me on social media, you understand why I say and why I act and why I have, I guess, the confidence that I do. Because as many times as I've failed, you know, I failed more times than I was successful. But those failures helped me get to my successes, helped me get to the big, you know, the big cheese. I guess you could say that. The big cheese that we all looking for, the financial freedom. You feel what I'm saying? There's all types of freedom. You know, there's emotional freedom, physical freedom, legal freedom, which is by us knowing, you know what I'm saying, of the laws and staying within those parameters and not, you know, violating the things that we know we can't violate. You feel what I'm saying? And just living in a private life where, you feel what I'm saying? You don't have people harassing you. You have minimal contacts. You can live freely and truly think. You know what I'm saying? It's hard when you got so much pressure on you sometimes. You know, I don't let the pressure get to me, but hell, I know when it's constant pressure on you, you're bound, unless you're a damn diamond, you know, to shit. Hell, even diamond might even goddamn crack sometimes, but it just all depends on how much pressure. You know what I'm saying? And then we also have to remember we bring upon all these things ourselves. You know, everything is a manifestation of of us. Oh, but this is what I call it. I was reading some. So patterning. This technique involves use of the consciousness to achieve desired objectives in the physical, emotional, or intellectual sphere. It involves concentration on the desired object while in a focused 12 state, extension of the individual's perception of that object into the whole expanded consciousness. Expanded consciousness. Yeah, individual's perception of that objective into the whole expanded consciousness and its projection into the universe with the intention that the desired objective is already a matter of established achievement, which is destined to be realized within the time frame specified. Yeah. This particular methodology is based on the belief that the thought patterns generated by our consciousness in a state of expanded awareness creates holograms, which represent the situation we desire to bring about, and in doing so establish the basis for actual realization of that goal. Once the thought generated hologram with the sought after objective is established in the universe, it becomes an aspect of reality which interacts with the universe hologram to bring about the desired objective, which might not under other circumstances ever occur. In other words, the technique of patterning recognizes the fact that since consciousness is the source of all reality, our thoughts have the power to influence the development of reality in time, space, as it applies to us if those thoughts can be projected with adequate intensity. However, the more complicated the objective sought and the more radically it departs from our current reality, the more time the universal hologram will need to reorient our reality sphere to accommodate our desires. Oh man, I'm lost. Okay, my role trainers caution against attempting to force the pace of this process because the individual could succeed in dislocating his existing reality with drastic consequences. So patterning, basically what they're saying is, you know, like we always say, they call it patterning, but it's pretty much just, you know, You're using your consciousness, or like I always say, you know, there's the consciousness and the subconscious. So the consciousness stirs, as we already know, it stirs the consciousness the right way. It's the guidance system, or it's the GPS. Yeah, it's the the consciousness is the GPS for the subconscious. Once the consciousness says, hey, this is real, this is the belief, we're doing nothing but waiting for the, you know, manifestation or the realization or whatever you want to call it, to come into part. I mean, it's all true. You know, this is why religionists, they try to get you to believe in religion, something outside of yourself. Believe in the government. You know, believe in something that's not a part of fucking you. You feel what I'm saying? They want to take your power away. Once they take away your power of believing in your fucking self, of believing in your worth, of knowing your worth and getting your worth and not selling, they got you. You're a slave. See, the story of slavery is something that's happening now. It's still happening. You see, here's the thing. Everything is all discombobulated as far as the so-called history, because it's not our story. It's his story. It's not our story. It isn't our history. I mean, our, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it isn't our story. It isn't, you know, what your ancestors came from. So my whole point is we ain't gonna fucking grow some nuts, get some fucking knowledge, and fucking fight for what you fucking believe in. You feel what I'm saying? What you know is right, which is freedom. When you gonna fight for yourself? You know, we always try to fight against our own people or this, that, and the third, but we get cowards when it comes to cops. You feel what I'm saying? We get cowards when it comes time to stand in front of a fucking judge. You know what I'm saying? It's time for us to fucking grow fucking nuts. It's just how it fucking is. It's time for us to educate our fucking selves. This is our fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? We're fucking wasting time on fucking shit that don't fucking matter. Thinking about things that don't fucking matter. So all I'm saying is, like I was saying before, now that you know what legal disability is, how it affected you, and then we go into as far as the consciousness and what you need to do. You say it's not important, but it is important. It's important to your fucking money. It's important to your fucking success, to your happiness. It's important to all that shit. Until you fucking realize that, you never get the fuck you want. You'll get everything that you don't want. And then you'll still complain like a little bitch. Because you didn't want to fucking think about the things that you did want and put in the fucking action. So stop being a fucking bitch. Stop being a motherfucking, a nutless motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? As men, I'm talking to the men here because I'm a fucking man. And all I know is we got some fucking work to do. I mean, I'm not saying that there are people who got nuts, you know what I'm saying? But it's not fucking enough of us. You know what I'm saying? Too many bitch-ass motherfuckers. Too many pussies. I'm getting tired of it. You feel what I'm saying? Getting real tired of it. That's all I got to say. You know, will be something done. Either you going to get with it, or you get the point. Ain't no other way around, because things are changing. The shift is here. And regardless of whether you like it or not, it's happening. Either you're going to be a motherfucker with nuts, or be a fucking pussy and be on your fucking knees like a bitch. Okay? So like I said, it's time for us to stand up for our freedom. Time for us to stand united, because all we have is us. It's time for all that shit. You know? You can say, I'm fucking angry. I'm angry. You know, mainly at myself, because I let it get to me that, you know, I care about you motherfuckers. And, you know, I don't let it affect me as far as what the fuck you think. I don't care what the fuck you think. Because what you think isn't facts. And I go for facts. And until it's facts, then I'll recognize it. But until then, this is what you think. I know. There's a difference between knowing and thinking. I can show you my lifestyle. You can spend the day with me and everything I talk about. You'll see. The people around me, they see it. They grow from it. People around me grow because I am a grower. You feel what I'm saying? I will continue to grow. I will continue to help those around me if I come in contact with you. If I talk to you, any type of thing, you will grow. That's just how it is. That's set in stone. That's just the type of person I will always be, have always been. Growth, growth, growth. I want nothing but growth. If you're not growing, because I'm growing. Whether people realize it or not, I don't fucking care. Because you'll see the results. And that's all that fucking matters, that you see the results. You see, a lot of people are so caught up on, oh, when is it going to happen? Well, it ain't going to fucking happen no faster if you don't fucking, you know, move on it. Unless you make it happen. Because ain't nobody else going to make it happen for you. Nobody. Nobody can. And if they could, the motherfuckers wouldn't. Because guess what? It's better when you do it, when you get the water your fucking self. When you catch the fish yourself. When you fix your own meal. When you fight for your own freedom. When you stand up for your own damn self. I don't need nobody else standing up for me except me. Hell, I get mad if somebody won't fight my fucking battles. And you know what I mean? I might be flat a little bit, but hey, I want to whoop some ass too. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't want y'all having all the goddamn, I want to have some fun too. Shit, hell. You know? Stuff like that. You know, you gotta, you know, just believe in yourself and stand firm on it. And, you know, just, I guess, be authentic. I'm always this type of person I've always been and will continue to be. You know, and will continue to grow. And, you know, I'm only aggressive like this and only mad like this because I care. And I want, the only way we can make change is by being an example. And I am the example. And I'm only saying what I say because I fucking walk it. I don't say stuff because I don't do it or it's something that sounds good. I don't fucking care how good it sounds. It can sound horrible as hell. But I live it. That's what fucking matters. That's all that matters. We all have a story to tell. We all have gifts. We all have the ability to get what we want, to have the happiness. Because happiness starts with you yourself. Getting your money right starts with you yourself. Because no matter how much money you get in your hands, you can get all the money you ever wanted. But if you don't have your mind right, you're going to misuse the money. You're going to squander it. You're not going to invest it because you're not thinking about it properly, because you're thinking about it as spending. And will continue to get less and less and less and less to now you're back to square one. That's why I'm so bent on always talking about the consciousness, because money's going to come. I tell people, the money's going to come because you're thinking about the money. You know, it may take time because you dislocate yourself and now you got all these consequences because you're trying to speed it up. But trust me. Well, you don't got to trust me. Trust your fucking self. I hope you know, definitely do that. Trust yourself. Trust your gut. And, you know that the choices that you make, you know, even if you make a mistake, everyone makes mistakes. Even the most richest people will tell you, hell, I had to make that mistake because I wouldn't be in the position I am right now if I didn't make the mistake. I wouldn't be who I am. I wouldn't be able to express who I am without making those mistakes. Trust me, every successful person makes mistakes. We're going to continue to make mistakes in this. Nothing wrong with that. We don't, you know, you don't want to deliberately make mistakes, but it happens. No matter who you are, no matter how high of consciousness you think you are, how much you know, or how much money you got, or how much little money you do have, we all make mistakes. Don't be scared to make mistakes. The whole point is that you did it. And most people don't even do that. They talk about it. They think about it. They read about it. They watch other people do it, but they don't do it. Be the difference. Do it. It starts here. It starts with yourself. You know, like, And most times, honestly, I'm giving my own self encouragement when I'm doing the show. You know, even when I'm not doing it, I'm usually, let's say I might be in a bad place as far as just wanting to lash out. I kind of just, you know, get that cleaned up and look, I'm more calm, composed, but I'm using the anger for something positive. And see, this is what I'm talking about as far as having hobbies that you could let out those negative emotions in a positive way, more of filtering it like a coffee pot, or I mean like a coffee maker, you know, every little drop, you know, filtering it to pure energy. But, you know, it's a struggle, and it's definitely a fight, but it's a good fight. It's a fight for yourself, you know, because nobody else is going to fight for you. Nobody's going to stand for you and like yourself. Nobody's going to love you like yourself. No one is going to give you the things that you want like yourself. And you have to believe it, you know. I know sometimes it seems hard. I know sometimes it's rough because other people don't see it and they criticize you. But don't worry about that. Just keep going. And I know it's hard, but that's the whole point of it. When you get through it, it feels amazing. It feels great. You can look back through all the mistakes, the pain, whatever it was, and you still will be grateful for it because you'll be where you're at. You had to go through that and grow and become stronger so you can appreciate where you're at now. You know, and that's the biggest part, is appreciating the now. You know, really looking back and realizing that no matter what, we make growth because time doesn't go back. So whether we like it or not, we're going to grow, but it's all about where we're going to grow. Where are we going to focus our attention to grow? You know, and sometimes we focus on the wrong things, but once you realize that and refocus yourself towards the right things, it's amazing. You know, your ship going to sail in the right direction. You're going to, instead of being like the Titanic, you're going to be some other ship that make it to its destination. And that's what you want to be. That's what I compare focusing on the wrong things. The Titanic. A sinking ship, or any other ship that's ever sunk, going in the wrong direction, focusing on the wrong things, too busy worrying about things that's not bringing you growth, it's taken away. So yeah, while, you know, sometimes you have to make sacrifices, sometimes you have to stop partying, you have to stop hanging around certain people, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just have to isolate yourself and get to know yourself. Because that's the problem with most people now. They don't know themselves. And that was my problem. I didn't know who I truly was. I was always around people, you know, and then using that as a barrier instead of getting to know who I truly was and learning, hey, this is what I want to do. This is what I like. Okay, boom. And I always used to get in trouble for talking. So now I'm over here talking and, you know, I'm using the negative emotions and expressing them in a positive way. You know, it's all a process. You know, everyone has to go through the process. Everyone had to get to know themselves. Well, I guess you could say relearn yourself because we already knew what we was really going to do the day that we was coming, you know, when we was coming here. You know, we're all special. And we all have God in us. We all have the ability to get it all. But it's really just on you just to take it. You know, how bad do you want it? You know, I definitely want it more than I can breathe. You know, if getting everything that I want, if it was to just, you know, take my life, I wouldn't even care because at the end of the day, I would be happy. I would be satisfied because I didn't settle, you know. I didn't settle for nothing less. I knew it was either get it or I was going to get it. You know, I wasn't going to settle for, you know, mediocrity, because we're all destined for greatness. It's just your choice. You know, we all have a choice. You know, once we learn certain things or go through certain things, it's always a choice, no matter what we do. It's always a choice. It's your choice. It's all in your hands. The ball is always going to come in your hands. It's all going to pass somebody else, or you're going to shoot it, or you're going to dunk it. Whatever you're going to do, it's your choice. You know, nobody else can make the choice for you. But if you don't make the choice, you're not going to get what you want. You know, you're going to get mediocrity. You're going to get whatever life wants to hand you. And I know we definitely don't want that. And you know, that's why most people are unsatisfied, because they settle. They think, oh, well, this is the best this can get. No. If it's not what I wanted, take it back. No, I'm not accepting that. Take that back and give me what I want. You know, God wants to give you that. The universe wants to give you that. But it's just going to see if you're going to settle. If you really want it as much as you say you want it, are you going to go the lengths that it takes to go and get it? You know, because we talk about, oh, I want to do this and I want to do that. But are you willing to take the lengths? Are you willing to, no matter how it looks, continue to walk with faith and believe in yourself and know, hey, I'm destined for this. I know this is, I've seen this. You feel what I'm saying? See, when they was talking about the people having revelations or prophecies, that's what they were talking about. This right here. That's all they were talking about. You feel what I'm saying? I could prophesize a lot of things that I'm going to do. Most of the stuff that I'm doing now, I talked about it when I was, you know, when I was younger. And it's so crazy because, and even sometimes I wrote it down. You know, it's crazy that now it's all starting to manifest. And it just took time. It just took time in me believing and me just walking with faith in myself. And in, you know, the God in me or universal power, whatever you want to call it. But there's many other people who could, you know, be testimonies of this. People who are way more, who got way more success and way more money and could tell you the same thing. But we keep telling you this stuff, but is this your choice to, you know, kind of comprehend it? Or is it, it's your choice to take action on it, you know, because this now is important. Appreciating this now is the most important thing. No matter what you got right now, appreciate that shit, because you have less than what you got. It could all be taken away tomorrow. That's what happened to unappreciative people. It all gets taken away. They lose it in the instant because they didn't appreciate it. Oh, you didn't like it. If I give you something more, I know you're not going to appreciate it. That's what God knows. That's what the universe knows. Oh, so you don't like what you asked for? You know, we ask for these things. The life you got right now, you asked for it. You prayed for it, whatever the case may be. You thought about it. It was one of the patterns you had that you constantly was thinking about. That's why you're in the spot you're at now. Hell, even me. I'm in the spot I'm at now because of the patterns, the thought patterns that I constantly was thinking about. I guess you'd call it holograms or the imagination. Our imagination is God himself. To be able to see ourselves in a different light than where we're at now, that's God. That's the power of God himself. There's no other way to put it. That's simply what it is. Our imagination is God himself. And that's why it's so good to imagine things. Don't lose that creativity, you know, to see yourself in a different light, to see yourself, no matter, even if you're in a good place, seeing yourself even in an even better place. Why not? Why settle for just the part of the process? We can get the whole process. You know, It takes time. That's why we have so many years. You know, every day that we wake up, that's another day to take it to the next level. When you see it like that, when you be more grateful. You know, a lot of people think, oh, no, I just got one life to live. No. No. That's not how it goes. Every day that I wake up, that's another life that I get. That's another day to change things up, to whatever I saw in my head, make it happen. Whatever it is. And focus on those things. You know, there's going to be distractions. There's going to be people who are naysayers because they didn't get what the hell they wanted, because they settled. You know what I'm saying? But you don't worry about that. You show them. Because as long as you got faith in yourself, tell me, you will always have your back. You won't fail yourself if you believe in yourself. No matter how hard it gets, as long as you believe in yourself and know I can do this, you will be able to do it. See, what a lot of people don't realize is when you say you can't or when you can, you open it up. I'd rather, instead of you saying you can't, how? See, now that opens up to... Now it has to be that question that you just posed has to be answered. And it will be answered. You're gonna eventually come to, okay, this is what you can do. This is option A, option B, option C. So which one are you gonna do? Which choice you gonna take? Which pill are you gonna take? This is the most important part to being wealthy, to being abundant, to being happy. It's controlling your consciousness. It's having the self-control to control it. Because most people don't. Most people squander it. Squander the gift that we're all given and complain that life is unfair. Life is very much fair. It's just hell. You're not fucking thinking about the right things. You're not seeing yourself in the right way. And ain't nobody else can do that for you but yourself. You know, you could look at all the motivational stuff you want, but if you don't put it into action and if you don't put it in your mind that, hey, I need to be thinking this way, I need to be seeing myself this way, I need to be writing this down, setting this in stone, it ain't going to happen. You're going to continue to get the same cycle. You're not going to break the cycle. You have to break the cycle. You know, I'm not going to say my first 7 years was something perfect, but I reprogrammed myself pretty much. I guess you'd call it that, but more took control of my mind, of what I've always had, instead of wasting it, using it for something that could lead me into something more. You know, like, sometimes it takes that. You know, that's what it definitely does take. It definitely takes that. There's not much else to really say. You know, I've definitely covered the biggest part of, you know, of why you're not wealthy or why you're not happy or why you're not in the position that you want. You're just not thinking about it the right way. You're not using your gifts, because we all have the gift of imagination. You know, I'm not telling you, you know, to believe in some hocus pocus. I'm telling you, okay, you see yourself doing this. Now take the steps and actions, put a plan together. You know, definitely start writing it down and figure out how you're going to do it. I'll say you can't do it. Figure out how you can, because it came in your mind, so that means it's possible. It's a possibility that, hey, this is the outcome that you could get if you do this. Right before. It's your choice. We definitely appreciate where you're at now. And, you know, when you see yourself in different light, definitely take those steps
whatever it is, your spirit, your happiness, you know, even your money, all those are different relationships, and all those are different types of energy that you know what I'm saying? It's a lot, but it's good to be able to control those things, because guess what? We can control how much money we make, how much happiness we have in our lives, how good our relationships with the people in our lives are, just by our mindsets, just how the actions we take, you know, definitely play a big part. You know, we can talk it, we can, you know, say all these great things, think these great things, but if we don't do nothing about it or put action into it, it's nothing really but a dream. The only thing that makes a dream a reality is the action. And most people are scared to do the action because they're scared of what people think. Never care what people think. I may care for people, but I damn sure don't care what you think. And never will. Because at the end of the day, I know what I need to do to be happy. I know what I need to do to make me money. And you can criticize me, talk about me, say whatever you want. But I'll be basking in my happiness and my money. Wow, you criticize me and depressed, not getting what the fuck you want, settling. I damn sure don't settle. I don't settle anything. I'm gonna get what I want. I'm gonna get what I want. It ain't no, oh, I'm settle for this. Oh, but no, why settle? We should fight for what we want. Is what you want. If it's made for you, fight for it. Don't be scared to fight for it, you know, because of what people think. Because at the end of the day, the same people that's going to think, oh, that's so lame, or blah, 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 or it's not going to work, when it works, be the same motherfuckers calling you up, asking for help, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure out how you did it. Now they think it's cool. Oh, dang, so that it is possible. Well, damn, just because you couldn't do it don't mean I couldn't. Just because you didn't have faith in yourself don't mean I'm not. You know? So, yeah, just definitely, you know, men, we need to adopt this attitude a lot more. Talk to the men, you know, nothing wrong with women. But right now, I can only address it towards men right now because, you know, that's what I am in this lifetime. I'm a man. And I see what needs to be done as far as our mindset. We're the leaders. You know what I'm saying? We're the start of everything. We're the seed. You know what I'm saying? It starts with us, you know? And then, of course, the women take it to the next level. So think about if every man was really thinking like this and was, you know, utilizing our knowledge, our know-how. Because, you know, no one can tax you for your knowledge. No one can take away your knowledge. They can take away your products. They can't take away your knowledge. They can never take away your knowledge. That's the most important thing that we need to realize. We value so many material things and not realizing that the things that's bringing us the material things is coming from us. We make the money. The money would have no use without us. The material things would have no use without us. You see what I'm saying? How you see those material things as something that's godly. Well, when you see it like that, and it's not really like that. You're the God to the material thing. Because without you, it wouldn't be getting utilized. Without any of us right now, money would not be getting utilized. These houses, these cars, these TVs, the jewelry, the clothes, none of it will be used without us. It needs us just as much as we need it. It's a fair exchange. Just as much as we need money, money needs us. And when you see it like that, that it's an equal thing, like, oh my gosh, the money loves me just as much as I love it. Well, how could you lose? Happiness wants you, you know what I'm saying? God wants you to be happy. God wants you to get the house that you want, the success, the women, be able to travel the world the way that you want to, to eat the foods that you want to. He wants all that for you because you're nothing but an expression of God. That's all we are. We're just another expression of God. Every person is just another expression of God, another way of God expressing himself. When you start to see it like that, no matter whether you had a negative situation or a positive situation with somebody, it's all about how you see the situation. It's all about how you see it. Never take nothing personal. I personally don't take nothing personal. I usually try to be like, okay, what is this person's thought process, for more of case studies and kind of, okay, damn, that's what's going to lead a motherfucker into, you know, whatever life they live, you know what I'm saying? Their thought process. So that's why I say case studies. You know, when I say how somebody thinks and why they do certain things and stuff like that. But, yeah, never take nothing personal. That's something they use, you know, they dealing with or they got going on or something that's going on in their life. You know, even me sometimes I kind of have to catch myself from letting out certain negative emotions because I'm going through something or I have something going on. Somebody just asked me a simple question and I'm already annoyed and I'm, you know? Well, the whole point is basically just really is you're another expression of God. Are you going to let God suffer, or are you going to let him have the abundance and really live the life up how it's supposed to be? Be the example of what life should be. You know, something more, you know. Be an example for the younger ones that's coming up now, because that should, you know, yes, we play a part, but the future is based on the ones that's younger than us. We're nothing but examples. They look up to us because we're older, because we know more. I mean, it's just like when we was in school. We just believed the teacher because, hell, they was the teacher. They're older than us. So, yeah, they definitely should. We didn't know they were being misled the same way we was. Wasn't teaching us to think for ourselves, to question everything. There's nothing wrong with questioning everything. Why not question everything? Because when you question it, you get to the bottom of, okay, this is what it is. Okay, this is the facts. So now I can move the way I need to move because this is how this works. If I know how the law of compensation works, the facts of it, well, guess what? I will never violate the laws of compensation because guess what? I know how it works. So if I violate it, guess what? That's on my terms. It's not because I'm ignorant. We're all ignorant at one point in time, no matter who you are. Ignorance is because we're still growing. You know what I'm saying? We'll never truly be not ignorant, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not, I mean, we are God, but we're still young. I'm 25 years old, you know, still growing, still try to figure all this shit out, which most of us are probably doing the same, you know. I mean, not trying to figure it out, but more of like, you know, what's the, you know, like, I don't know, what's the next step for us as humans, as man? What is the next step? You know, I think about that all the time. What is truly the next step for us as far as our next true big change? You know, like, could it be that? I just don't know. And I definitely want to find out. And I feel like I definitely am going to find out. You know, I don't know when, but whenever it happens, it's, you know, going to be a great feeling. You know, I can kind of feel it now, like it just feels great. Because the growth of us as people is just, I don't know, it gets me excited to see what's next. Because there's so much, we're just limiting ourselves. So much more we could do. But there's only so much we can do in the time that we got here. And that's what definitely what I'm doing now. Doing definitely what I can, putting the energy out there so the next generation can take it to the next level. I'm going to take it to the next level that the ancestors wanted me to take it to. Take it then. You know, those after me will take it to the next level. That's a great feeling. No, it won't stop. You know, once the energy's here and set in stone, it won't die out because it's authentic, because it's real, because it's something. I mean, just as much as the fake stuff lives, the real stuff lives too. The real stuff thrives. You know? And that's what we need to be focusing more on, more authenticity, more people knowing who they are. You know? Probably just the biggest issue, really. Right now, more people just having to just know who they are. And, you know, once we know who we are, no matter who people are and what they do, we can kind of move around certain little stuff, you know. I know me, definitely I can. No matter what somebody does, it doesn't stop what I got going on. Actually, however you do it, might even fire me up. Goddamn, what? Oh, you want to do it like that? Okay. Overdrive. Mm-mm. Yep, and yeah, so that's about it. Went over legal disability, what it had to do with you, as far as how it affected you. One, you never agreed to a birth certificate or Social Security or even being a U.S. citizen. That's definitely how it affected you. You know? And we just been writing on stuff, oh, yeah, I'm a U.S. citizen, not knowing. When all this stuff was made up, we was babies. We didn't even know what the hell a U.S. corporation was. Hell, even what American was. So, and also went into consciousness as far as, you know, how I could take you to the next level. You know, like I said, the consciousness is the GPS for the subconscious. You know, it's only doing nothing but telling the subconscious what to do. The conscious doesn't know what's real or fake. Once it gets a command, it's doing it. You know, it's the shooter. It's going, once you give it, it's the soldier. Once the general of the consciousness tells it, hey, this is your orders, the soldier, the subconscious, no matter what, don't get the job done. So, you know, use your imagination the right way, not for some shit that's about to go wrong or seeing yourself fucked up. You know, that's usually why we're in fucked up positions, because we think about ourselves in a fucked up way. So you're going to get a fucked up result because, I mean, that's what you were thinking about, your patterns. You know? But we get what we ask for. So, If you're not getting what you like, ask for something different. You know, or you might need to put some action in. It'll be many things. But
for you to figure out. You know, definitely. You have to figure that out. I could give you millions of reasons, and it still might not be what's holding you back from, you know, being your true authentic self. Might be something you have to deal with as far as, you know, with your past, letting something go. Be anything. Well, more stuff for you guys, and appreciate everybody that tunes in, just listening. Definitely hope I gave you some motivation. That's really the biggest thing, you know. Sometimes we all need motivation. Even I need motivation. You know, we all need motivation. I don't care who you are. You know, we all need that push. But anyway, see you guys next Friday. Excuse me. I wish I had that cheese. Man, sometimes eating certain stuff can affect you. But, yeah, see you guys next Friday. And, like I said, it's your choice. You know, leave you with the question, what the hell are you going to do? So, until next time, peace to God.